Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, March 7, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Just about everyone's predicting a landslide victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the March 14th elections. However, many Christian organizations are concerned the country may be heading back to its old ways. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba.
The concern is that, unfortunately, he does not have any competitors in this election because, you know, he showed some signs of a dictatorial leadership. We have concern about evangelical groups and democracy and then the free choice of religion and faith in Russia.
Rakuba says Russian ministries is preparing for any possible interference of religious freedom.
We're trying to mobilize young leaders who would be trained to take the baton and lead the emerging Russian evangelical church further to encourage it to be more effective in reaching out to the young generation.
Pray for their 25 regional training centers that they'll be effective in this quest. And May 6th is the National Day of Prayer in the U.S. The theme this year is Let Freedom Ring. Bible Pathway Ministries' Bible Reading Marathon is tied to the celebration. Bible Pathway Ministries' Barbara Bivens says the theme is appropriate because of where it's being held.
Wherever there's some hesitation about the, quote, separation of church and state has been overcome by the simple fact that they are being held on the Capitol steps in Washington, D.C., and that if they hold any kind of an event on these different venues, then they have to allow the Bible Reading Marathon as well.
Bible Reading Marathons are being held this year outside the U.S. Events are planned on the Mount of Olives in Israel and Red Square in Russia. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.